Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
In conjunction with you all and the local governments, if it's local roadways, right?
That's correct. But you can expect with the plunging temperatures we're going to have tonight and into tomorrow, with bitterly cold temperatures, those roadways are probably going to stay closed for the time being.
I know I was seeing where the cars had passed just on Poydras Street, how it was getting smashed. And in some cases, ice was forming, and driving through snow is bad enough. Ice, another thing. And I would believe that's your bigger concern now.
It is. Certainly, snow is one thing, but ice is another. And it's just absolutely treacherous to drive in. And state police worked 50 accidents today by 3 p.m. And most of them were non-essential travel. So we're really urging residents just to stay off the roads until this clears up.
What about different parts of the state? Who was the hardest hit? Do you know as of yet?
Yeah, it's looking like we were in southeast Louisiana. Certainly Lake Charles and Lafayette got significant snowfall, but the big concentration seems to be in southeast Louisiana.
Tell me about our plans with Arkansas, because my kid lives in Ruston and saw the snowplows and machinery coming down and told me they were headed south, and sure enough, they were. Where did the idea come from to borrow these things from Arkansas and also to pick their brains? I heard Jacques earlier with Newell talking about how there was kind of like an exchange, I guess, of ideas about things that Louisiana did during evacuations and hurricanes and so forth that Arkansas learned from, and things that Arkansas did during snowstorms that we learned from, right?
Yeah, this is strictly all on Governor Huckabee Sanders that volunteered the equipment, the knowledge, the know-how, and it started the exchange of ideas with Governor Landry.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
It was Governor Sanders in Arkansas started this whole process of volunteering the equipment, the know-how, and the expertise to Governor Landry to facilitate clearing the roads for us here in Louisiana.
So she saw the storm coming through and said, you guys will not be prepared for this, maybe, so let's offer this? That's the way it played out?
Well, I don't know. You won't be prepared, but we can certainly assist you.
I didn't mean to put it that way, but you understand what I'm saying, where they had more experience than we do.
Right. And this is a once-in-a-generational event for us in South Louisiana. So any assistance we got from Arkansas was greatly appreciated.
Tell me about the way this plan is playing out with the salting and the brine and the plowing. How much plowing are y'all doing?
The LOTD, DOTD is maintaining critical infrastructure, roadways, and that is Airline Highway, Highway 190, and LA-1. So that there is a traffic corridor to move east and west and north and south. They are continuing to plow. Brining operations went on yesterday, and they're still continuing to plow and salt the roads.
when it comes to the roads that they are brining and salting, where's the most of the activity happening? Because people are wondering, I guess, about the Crescent City Connection and the UEP Long Bridge and those kind of things. Is that a problem of plowing first to get the snow off, then from there you brine? Take me through that process, please.
Brine first, then plow, then salt. But they're working on the elevated roadways are going to be problematic due to the bitter cold and the snow. So they're maintaining roadways that aren't elevated, like US 61, 190, and LA1.
What would you like people to know, and as we go from a snow event to the next stage, what is your primary concern?
Encourage citizens to use virtual.louisiana.gov for outage information and road closures, as well as our Get a Game Plan app that shows warming center locations. Certainly, heater safety is paramount. And the final thing we do is check on your neighbors, family, and friends. We're going to have bitter cold temperatures the next 48 hours, and please stay at home.
All right. Any way that you think we would get back, any time frame on when we would kind of get back to somewhat normal with traffic and everything else? We're talking timeline of maybe Thursday morning, Wednesday afternoon?
I'm thinking Thursday is kind of the guidance we've been giving, that kind of Thursday we can expect clearing and normalcy on Friday.
So when it comes to thawing, roadways being open and everything else, I guess an easier way to put it would be if where you are now is pretty much where you're going to be until Thursday morning, accurate?
I think so, yes. That's all indications are pointing that way.
So don't drive until Thursday unless you absolutely have to, and then it's going to be very treacherous, accurate?
Absolutely.
And again, when it comes to fires or anything else, have you heard anything around the state about people getting in trouble with fireplaces, space heaters, anything like that?
I'm aware of three reports of fires that have come as the result of improper space heater usage.
And recap that if you can. I know we say it over and over, and I know I've learned, Scott, that by the time I'm tired of saying things over and over, people are just starting to get it. So just a recap on space heater safety, fireplace safety, as it turns cold now, the story turns to cold, to keep people from endangering themselves. Also, carbon monoxide if they attempt to use the stove or the oven to heat their home.
Number one, don't use a stove or an oven to heat your house. Number two, with heater safety, keep it 3 feet away from any combustible item like blankets or bedding or furniture. Plug the heater directly into the wall and not an extension cord or circuit breaker. And please don't leave them on when you go to bed or leave the room. Turn it off. As well as fireplaces, don't leave them unattended. We had one incident in Louisiana where it had a fire because the fireplace hadn't been used in 20 years and they burnt trash in the fireplace and the house caught on fire. So if you haven't used your fireplace in a long time, please don't use it. And with anything, any fire in your house, like a fireplace, don't go to bed with it still burning.
Tell me about power outages. Any problem with that around the state, or is that the next shoe to drop with this?
I checked right before we came on air, and in Louisiana we have 4,200 without power, which is amazing considering the weather events that we're going through. It's always a concern when snow turns to ice that it could potentially threaten electrical systems throughout the state. But right now we're holding our own. We have 12 water system outages throughout the state. And again, that's remarkable considering the weather event that we've had. 18 boil advisories, and another boil advisory in the New Orleans area has been lifted.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Thank you. Any final thoughts, Scott?
Check your neighbors and stay home.
There you go. And don't plan on going anywhere till Thursday. Thank you, Scott Adams, Chief of Staff for the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. I know you guys have been working. And I think the governmental agencies have done a pretty good job on this. I know some people were texting beforehand saying, Chicken Little, the sky is falling and everything else. And, well, the sky was falling in form of snow 8 inches in some area. And I was walking around and to try to work some phone calls in tonight while we're on at 504-260-1870. I was walking around Poydras Street, talked to a couple from Chicago, and we were comparing and contrasting the cold. I'd like to know how you spent the day, if you spent it with your kids or neighbors, and just give me a recount so we can share a rehash of what happened so we can kind of share this experience together communally on the air. That's kind of what we do, and as far as the safety conditions, we're going to check with parish officials like we just did with Scott Adams, Chief of Staff for GOSEP, about the information you need to know. But I'd like to make this kind of like a friendly conversation as well tonight. And we will take your calls. We don't normally have time for that, but we do now. And just tell us how you spent the day. The other thing I was wondering about is if you've traveled and you are out today, is it really a different kind of cold in New Orleans than it is in other places? Because I've not traveled extensively, but I have gone on a skiing trip or two to Colorado, and I've walked around D.C. when everything was frozen. But to me, that didn't compare with what happened today. Today was just insanely cold, like nothing I've ever experienced before. So give me a call, if you will, at 504-260-1870. If you lived in other areas, what's it like dealing with this for a lot of the summer, a lot of the winter time? And is it really different cold here than it is in other places? Because this is the coldest I've ever been in my life. And even if you've not traveled extensively and you just live here, I'd like to know if today was the coldest day you've ever experienced. 504-260-1870. Let's shoot the breeze. Can't travel anywhere. Can't drive anywhere. May as well get together as a community here on WWL. 621, let's look at traffic.